Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. My guest is Kentucky-born, Brooklyn-based musician Dawn Landis. By day, she's a sound engineer, recording albums for artists including Joseph Arthur, Ryan Adams, and Hem. But in her spare time, Landis makes her own music, and it's clear she's devoted to her craft. Landis can get the best sound out of any instrument, from an $8 guitar to an outdated, clunky organ called the Optagon. As a member of a legendary writing group called the Songwriters Exchange, Dawn Landis spends a lot of time honing her skills as a lyric writer. And to complete the trifecta, Landis can sing. You'll hear for yourself in a moment. Dawn Landis has just released her sophomore album called Fireproof. It's funny, I was just going through some of the material, and I love it when people try to shorthand what an artist is like. Because at one point, someone described you as Anita Franco plus Fiona Apple divided by Joan Osborne. That's, I mean,
wow.
What does that mean? Another one was you were the fulcrum between Cat Power and Nico Case. And I'm not really sure what that means either, but that's
they're all girls.
They're all girls. This is, they got the gender right.
They did.
And you sometimes get lumped because you're an acoustic guitar player. You got kind of lumped into this singer-songwriter folk category, but you really seem to strive against that in how you produce your music. Are you comfortable with that, or how does that?
I don't think I'm comfortable with any label, you know. You know, I've got my electric guitar. I'm going to pull it out any second and fire away.
Well, you do a traditional song on here, but I think it has more to do with the song than the fact that it's traditional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do love bluegrass and folk music a lot. And I had a Woody Guthrie phase where I was just listening to everything. And we're going to play that song, actually. But I found that on a archival recording of his stuff. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was his.
Yeah. He didn't write it. I mean, it's older than him. So.
Right. I Don't Need No Man is the tune, and
mm-hmm. Here we go. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your hands? Who's gonna kiss your red ruby lips? Who's gonna be your man? Well, Papa's gonna shoe my pretty little feet, and Mama's gonna glove my hands. Sister's gonna kiss my red ruby lips. I don't need no man. No.
Live performances of the tunes that you will find on Fireproof from Dawn Landis playing live today, and that is, the traditional tune, I Don't Need No Man. I was reading something kind of scary about Fireproof was that it almost didn't exist because the album was somehow stolen out of your apartment. What happened?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't this one. It was an album I'm going to call The Lost Album.
Oh, okay.
Like The Lost Weekend, except it's a whole album. No. Which actually I think is about like a year and a half worth of work, and I just scrapped it and started.
Oh, really? So this is not necessarily that.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
So it was on your computer, I guess.
Yeah, and actually that's probably one of the reasons we did this to tape. I mean, also it's been hammered into me by like analog purists that I love and mentors, but yeah, tape, you can't steal it as easily. It's heavy.
Exactly, and bulky. And then the song Bodyguard is kind of about having your or inspired by having your stuff stolen.
That's exactly, yeah. That was
okay. Well, we'll see if people would figure it out from the song. So this is Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Signatures. John Landis with Bodyguard, and wow, you certainly get that that sense of violation from that song. I mean, you've got, that's
it's pretty violating.
Yeah, but it's really all about that word. it sounds so cool. I mean,
I violated you with a word.
Exactly. Wow.
Thank you.
good tune indeed. The songwriting group that I know Suzanne Vega is part of, I guess Jack Hardy is the guy who's been doing that for years in New York. It is kind of an unusual thing to have a songwriting group where people, you know, you present songs and people will actually critique them. Is that what happens?
It's great because I didn't really fit in to the anti-folk scene at all. I felt a little too normal or something. And I just found a real niche with these people. And it's interesting. You bring your lyrics, you have to print them out, and it's kind of like school. It's like boot camp for songwriting boot camp.
And how do they make you stretch your lyrics? How do they make, I mean, they don't want anything that's, I mean, they probably make you defend everything you write, right?
Exactly. You do have to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you just have to take, it's kind of like you just have to learn how to take criticism. You know what I mean? It's like a bunch of people throwing things at you, and you have to learn to either catch them or deflect them, I guess.
Well, I didn't talk too much about your transition from Louisville to New York because it was so long ago, but it seems to me on here that there's a song somewhat about it, which is one of my faves, Dig Me a Hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you possibly do that one?
Could I do that one? Sure, yeah, yeah. Hang on. Diddly.
That's another one from Fireproof. That's Dig Me a Hole, a solo performance from Don Landis today. Now, what's the story behind Kids in a Play? Because I love this song, but I was just curious as to where it's an unusual image. I'm just wondering where it came from.
It came like probably about half of my songs do from dreams. It came from a dream. So
you were writing in explain the dream.
The dream was just a couple images that stuck with me, like kids on a bus rehearsing a play, and how absurd it would be if kids speaking in a vernacular that was like above them and beyond them, but which is kind of, I feel like, what some theater is today.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of people on stage saying a lot of things they don't have any connection with sometimes.
Yeah, the writing of dialogue is not easy. Anyway, but this is Kids in a Play?
Yeah.
Good song.
We are the kids in a play set in the Victorian age. We only know what to say because we practiced at home. We were first on the bus next to kids just like us who couldn't help but think we were weird.
Great song. That's Kids in a Play, Don Landis. playing live for us again. And once again, shout outs to who's playing with you.
Yeah,
today.
We got Ray Rizzo on the drums and the chaos and everything. And then we got Morgan King on the bass and the glockenspiel.
Great. Sounds great. And your pedals have the octagons and there was other things going on, but we won't name them all.
Everything that couldn't fit in the car, we put it in the pedal.
Excellent. Don, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Don Landis has a new album out called Fireproof. It's on the Cooking Vinyl label. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. To hear my complete conversation with Don Landis, along with full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.